Sandy made a lot of history and news headlines back then. 5 years later now, some of those babies are kindergartners with souvenirs from the storm. Their parents say they're remembering the experience with awe and gratitude and a strange feeling of sharing a day of personal joy along with natural disaster. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 on this Thursday, October the 26th, 2017. Good morning, everybody. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And if it's Thursday, it's got to be Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Trish the Dish is with us.
Good morning, and it looks like it's about 52 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 92, a low of 56. On Friday, 91 and low of 57. Saturday, 89, cooling down to a balmy 57. And on Sunday, just in 87, 52, clear into the 80s pretty much next week until about Wednesday. 77, who told you it was October and supposed to be fall, for heaven's sakes?
Well, you know what? This is getting to be a little bit strange.
I'm kind of done with summer. I'd like to have a little more crisp fall.
Still considering that we're staying out of the century mark, I'll take it. You know, and the nights are fairly cool.
Yeah.
And the nights are sleepable.
Yeah, but you still have to water.
I'm watering still.
I'm still watering. I'm done with all that.
I know.
I want to
Hey, what's going on here?
Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, I hope everybody's doing well this morning. It feels like I'm either turned up really loud or you've turned me up. That's okay. It's good. So I need to hear. All right. Gosh, a lot of stuff going on. We're going to have Vince Stevenson here.
Okay.
Going to be here around 8 o'clock to talk recall. And I expect people to, there's a lot of people that are against the recall. And, I want to ask him questions, kind of play devil's advocate with Ben.
Mm-hmm. And, the whole recall issue is certainly very, and I am really just what I'm hearing from both sides because I'm not involved, I don't live in the city of Reading. So I don't really know anything in particular except what I hear. And it certainly seems to be like many other things in our world right now. You're either on one side or the other. There's just no middle ground, it seems. I'm not sure that the issues they bring up are can be solved by the recall, replacing two people on the city council.
Well,
I'm not sure how that solves
that's
the problem
we
they're talking about.
Well, we want to talk to Vin about it. But here's the one thing they've really got to guard against is that it doesn't become such a political become so partisan that neither side will work with each other to solve the problems we have here.
And
I mean? I mean, so you get two new people in there, but there's anger in these issues because things happen all the time in the that they need to be able to work together. So
at the local level, quite frankly, they're not supposed to be partisan. Those are nonpartisan offices. You don't run as a Republican. You don't run as a Democrat. The local city
you
council.
You run as a good guy or a bad
board
guy.
Ciphers, you run as a community member and someone who's going to do what the community wants. They're not Democrat, Republican issues. And quite frankly, most of them aren't.
Well, and I understand what you're saying there. But if you've got somebody that their whole life have been a yellow dog Democrat or a yellow dog Republican, that's the way they're going to vote. If they are an Obama Clinton supporter 100%, then they're going to vote. That's the way they think. Or if they're a Trump Reagan supporter, or a Reagan supporter or a Trump supporter. But that's the way their mind's thinking, and that's the way they're going to be leaning into that vote.
They're going to be liberal, or they're going to be conservative, or they're going to be
that's where it comes from.
Engineering, absolutely.
Yeah. So you can say that they're nonpartisan, and it's true. Nobody runs as a Democrat or Republican, but you got to look at their voting records, and which I haven't really asked people that too much. But this time around, we are. Who'd you vote for? Who'd you vote for in the last election? And if they choose not to tell, that tells me something right there.
Yeah.
Are you ashamed? Oh, I don't have to tell anybody how I voted. Okay. So you are ashamed of how you voted then.
You don't want that to be part of your record.
So you don't want that to be part of your record. You don't want to be transparent. So you want us to vote you, and you're already hiding things. And then what are the things you're going to hide? You know, how you feel about certain things. How do you feel about, you know, I don't go into abortion. I don't go into, other things like that. Gay rights. I don't go into any of those. I do ask about the Second Amendment. I ask about the First Amendment. And do you support and defend the Constitution of the United States? You know, ask that. So, you know, because you're right. Some things, they'll never vote on anything that has anything to do with that.
Kinds of subjects. And a lot of the issues that come up in a local community simply are about citizens' rights and whether you want curbs and gutters in an area or whether you want a park, and they don't really have anything to do with...
And how much you're going to pay the park superintendent.
And exactly. But then again, okay, if you're a fiscally conservative person, you're going to vote differently than if you believe that everybody should get equal everything because we're all the same. Well, that's going to kind of tell how you vote about things, too.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So your
life philosophy more than...
Not necessarily if you're a Democrat or Republican, but what your life philosophy is on. Do you support this? Do you support that? That tells me that if it comes to a vote, you're going to really lean in that direction to vote in that way.
Are the candidates out? Because I've been gone for a while. Mm-hmm. Are the candidates who are going to run in this recall election against them, have they come forward?
Erin Reznor's the only one who said she's going to, she would run in the next election. She's going to run in the next election, whether it's the recall or the upcoming one.
Okay.
And you also have Kristen Schrader said she's going to run. You know, if they get enough votes, she's going to run, you know, also.
She's
not redundant.
Well, I mean, she's in, but doesn't she have to run, too?
No.
A recall means that they've been removed from office, right?
Well, they either... So
she has to run for office again.
Well, no.
No?
The vote is, shall I stay in office or shall I be removed?
Right.
So she's either going to stay. If they don't get enough votes to take her out, then she stays.
But wouldn't you think that she'd have, or Francie, wouldn't they be running some kind of campaign?
They'll be trying to stay in office.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Exactly.
Okay.
They're not a candidate. They have the job.
They're running to stay in office.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
They should be out.
They should certainly be out there selling the case as to why they should not be recalled.
That's it. So,
yeah, sitting back and arrogantly saying, well, this doesn't apply. I'm going to ignore this because it doesn't really apply to me. That can get you into a lot of trouble. That's the attitude that's been irritating people anyway.
Coffee was hot. Coffee was hot. That was awfully hot.
Never expected to see that expression on the face of a Marine officer.
That was really, really, the dead silence there was because Bob and I were both astounded at the look on Carl's face. He was doing whatever it was he was doing there.
Perhaps the tears running down.
My goodness.
Okay. Yeah.
Done that, though.
Okay, for my birthday, I got two Yeti cups.
Oh, those things. Coffee stays hot for about 3 days.
I put coffee here in the morning and didn't drink at all. And in the afternoon, I was getting ready to leave 3 or 4. I just picked it up. It's still warm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's remarkable.
Even some of the knockoff Yeti cups are pretty good at keeping stuff really cold.
I've had other stuff.
Really hot.
Yeah, I've had other stuff that have been given to me also that will hold the heat
for
a long time.
Those hydro flasks from Dutch Bros are pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a break here, but before we do, it's been a long time since I've talked about sleeping in the same kind of bed as you there, hon.
I know.
Sleeping single in a double bed.
In fact, Linda's in that Sleep Number bed. You know, she's been, you know, she had pneumonia, and she's fighting, you know, getting through it now. And so the big part is trying to keep her inside the house. Now, she doesn't stay in bed, of course, during the day, and she won't stay inside the house. She'll take the dog up to dog park and all this. But the one thing is that if you have to be in bed, if you're tired, or, you know, you're not feeling well, a Sleep Number bed makes all the difference in the world, because you don't have to. You can adjust that mattress so you want it really firm because you're sitting up in bed, or maybe you just, you know, when you go back to sleep, you want to drop down the firmness in the mattress. Well, this is the only dual air mattress on the market like this that you can set. Both you can set the exact firmness of the mattress that you want.
You know, and I adjust mine from time to time depending upon. If you've been really active, if sometimes you want the bed a little softer because your body's feeling just a little beat up, or you want it a little firmer when, you know, sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it's great. Just kind of settle down and go to sleep.
The new Sleep Number 360s also adjust to you when you're sleeping. I think that's kind of cool. You know, you kind of move over here and it adjusts a little bit more for you. Anyway, my Sleep Number setting is 55. And Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40.
Mine stays at 55 most of the time. Up or down 5 on each side, but mostly 55.
Well, head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Tell them Carl and Trish sent you. And go down to Leon Willow's beds and see what it's like. I tell you right now that the queen mattresses start at only $899.99. And they last an incredibly long time. 91% or more of the people that have a mattress recommend them. So, Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennera appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
If you live in the Reading area and have been contemplating going solar, now is the time. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. The state-mandated solar energy rebate currently offered by Reading Electric Utility is ending on October 31st. This rebate can put up to $5,000 cash in your pocket. If you've been told in the past that solar was not available in your area due to solar installation caps, those restrictions have been lifted for a limited time. Taking advantage of this rebate opportunity is simple. Call the Reading Electric Utility today, and they will give you a voucher number. Then call Powerhouse Solar, and we will design and install a state-of-the-art SunPower solar energy system to meet your family's specific energy needs. Powerhouse Solar is an elite dealer for SunPower and is the oldest SunPower dealership in California. Don't miss this opportunity. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on Facebook or at powerhousesolar.com.
Make your purchase of a new luxurious energy-efficient home in the upscale master plan community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar-built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the direct center downtown of Reading. Good morning, everybody. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're going to be kind of like chit-chatting over a number of different things.
I was listening to you one day this week, and you were discussing the Board of Supervisors, and a topic came up about the probably somebody said it gave you the indication they were going to give themselves a raise, and then that proved not to be accurate.
Well, that wasn't exactly true, though. You know, they didn't give themselves a raise.
They
were reclassifying certain employees who would then get raises.
Okay.
5% raises.
Oh, okay. And did they do that?
Did they pass that? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they probably did.
I'm sure they did.
But you asked a question about whether you said you didn't think they could give themselves a raise. And they can.
They can.
The 27th Amendment of the Constitution allows that the Congress cannot give themselves a raise until an election intervenes.
Okay.
I.e., they have to wait until they're reelected before they can get a raise. But that doesn't apply to the Board of Supervisors.
Oh, it doesn't. They could give themselves raises then.
Oh, absolutely. And it's an interesting kind of conundrum because at one point, all the Boards of Supervisors tied themselves to the salaries of judges. It's an uncomfortable thing for elected officials to be put in the position of either asking the public to give them a raise, which I will guarantee you nobody is ever going to get a raise putting it on the ballot, ever, for anything, which isn't quite right, because if people are... I mean, the Anderson City Council makes $50 a month. They have been making $50 a month forever, and they have to go to the electorate to get a raise. They will be making $50 a month the rest of their lives. Okay? That's not quite right, because it costs them more than $50 a month to do the job they have to do.
Yeah, well, you fall into that, what is public servant versus making a career out of it?
Well, to a certain point. If you're doing a good job, you should be compensated at something.
Should be at least getting your gas.
Well, and they don't. They can get reimbursed for certain out-of-pocket expenses.
Okay.
But nothing else for their time.
Well,
let's go back to the Board of Supervisors.
Board of Supervisors.
So the Board of Supervisors up and down the state tried to get around that whole uncomfortable thing. General law cities, there's different rules and you know, that you can do. But in the Board of Supervisors cases, what a lot of them did is tie their voice to a certain percentage of judges, Superior Court judges. So when judges got raises, they automatically got the raise without having to do anything. But it was a certain percentage. I mean, like, way low percentage, like 10% of a judge's vote or salary. At any rate, right, I think way back in the 80s, the Board of Supervisors in Shasta County did that. And thinking that they were going to, you know, that was going to be an easy way to have to not deal with this whole salary thing, but be able, nonetheless, to get a raise from time to time. Well, immediately upon doing that, the courts came out right after we'd laid off a whole bunch of people in Shasta County and cut way back after a whole bunch of things had happened, cut that back a lot of positions. And then the courts gave themselves a raise, which put the Board of Supervisors in a position of going, whoa, time out. No, we're not going to do that. And so they disengaged their salaries from the courts, put it back to they vote their own in.
When's the last time they voted themselves a raise?
Oh.
Did you do it?
Yes. I did right after, actually, in the early 90s. The Board of Supervisors was not, several people had resigned at that time. The Board of Supervisors' jobs were full-time. We were all working full-time, doing the job. And we had several people who resigned because they couldn't support their families. They couldn't, you know, there was not enough money in it. They were making like $18,000 a year.
Okay.
And so we, at that point, adjusted that salary over a period of several years. And actually didn't get that much static about it, because you had an active Board of Supervisors who were doing a good job. We put it on the ballot, on the agenda, had, you know, let people talk about it. Didn't get any that much flack about it at that point. And it went up to about $52,000 a year.
It's not a full-time job now.
It certainly is not. In fact, the suggestion was made to me right before I got off the board by one of the sitting supervisors at that time, that I had always voted for raises in the past, and before I got off the board, they wanted to put another raise on. And my response to that was, because I was quitting for a reason and not running again, and I said, oh, please, please put that on the agenda. I would just love, I'll vote to cut your salary in half. Can't get you to work Tuesday afternoons, can't get you to meet out in the communities, can't get you to go do anything. None of you are in here anytime. I'd like to cut your salary in half. They didn't put it on the agenda. And so they haven't had a raise since the 90s, actually.
Well, right now they still make more than the median household in Chester County.
Make a living. I mean, it's right around $50,000.
Yeah, what would be wrong with, this would take some body parts on the part of the state, tying supervisor and compensation to the median income of a particular area. What would be wrong with that?
I like the idea. I think that's a great idea, but I wouldn't want to tie any more of what happens at the local level to either the state or federal government.
Yeah, because the rising tide would then raise all boats.
Yeah.
Well, do you think the city council should get more money? They only get like $500 a month. I think they should. Yeah, I know. This is people going to be screaming there. I think they should. I think that a city councilman, it's a part-time job, but I think that if you paid them $1,000 a month, if you doubled the pay, would it make any difference? No. But they put a lot of work in on this job.
Well,
in the city council, they've got to. I mean, just to...
As does the Anderson City Council. $50 a month. It's ridiculous, because you didn't even pay... That doesn't pay for the clothes you have to wear if you're dressing appropriately in the job. I do believe that the people who serve us, and if they're doing a good job, they do deserve to be paid for their time. Believe that.
Then we go
but
into
if they're not, then we need to vote them out.
Then there you go. There's that one.
Yeah.
So are they okay? And one of the examples is, and we're going to take a quick break here because I want to come back and talk about it, is Sanctuary City, because I put something out on October 5th to Dave Kehoe. And that was the day that Governor Brown signed the Sanctuary State Law, I think 54, whatever it is. He pushed that off to Ruben, who is the county council, who came back to me and said, hey, look, we've got to look at this thing and we've got to come up with the right solutions and all this, blah, 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 blah.
The kicking can down the road again.
So I waited till the 18th. 13 days later. And I said, so, have you got anything here? Are we seceding? What do you got? Well, Ruben still doesn't have anything. So he's put together that the Board of Supervisors is going to have to vote on. Okay. But Les Paul, because I infoed all the Board of Supervisors. Mm-hmm. And Les Paul came out and said, hey, I just saw this. Did you ever get an answer? So I pushed, you know, I sent him all the other stuff I had gotten. And I said, how do you feel about it, Les? Well, Les was against having the sanctuary state. That's what he says in writing.
Well, and he'd say it on the air, and then he would everybody else was going to go.
I realize there's some things going on, you know, some things here. But he did bring that up to have it voted on, and the city or the Board of Supervisors refused to even address it. So
that's true.
So you got to give credit where credit's due.
Absolutely, right? And I did at the time.
You did. That's right.
But the unfortunate part was is that the way he did it, he tried it to grandstand. He didn't let anybody else on the board know that he was going to put it on and had the whole boardroom full. So he kind of blindsided the rest of the Board of Supervisors. And it makes me kind of ill to think that's how we're governing. But quite frankly, I had a couple of the members say that they voted against it because they didn't like being blindsided. I hate to think that's how our decisions are being made because they've got some kind of a little war going among the Board of Supervisors.
Well, they do. They have. You know there's disquiet between the Board of Supervisors. some members of the Board of Supervisors and the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's going on. I mean, that's
certainly not between Mr. Baugh and Mr. Bezenko.
No.
Boy,
you see one. In fact,
you see one, you see the other one.
That's right. In fact, you never have to worry about how come we never see Tom Bezenko and Les Baugh at the same time. No, when do we ever not see them at the same time, I guess?
Anyway. Right at the hip.
There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. Shasta Siskiyou Transport, 50 years old this year. I shouldn't say old. I said 50 years new. You know, we said yesterday, what was going on 50 years ago on TV? The Andy Griffith Show. 50 years ago was number one. How we have changed.
Wow.
The movies, Bonnie and Clyde, haven't changed much there. except they were better acted.
Faye Dunaway.
And the one thing about SST Oil is they've been consistent. You can join their CFN, their fuel number program, where you get a card and you can go use it in 57,000 different places in the United States. You can advertise on the back of their trucks. They can take care of your oil heaters, your oil furnaces, everything, your water heaters, everything. So give them a call, 241-1167, 241-1167. We'll be right back.
Now everybody, have you heard?
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Attention, Marines! And other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com. What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Thursday. Love it. October the 26th, 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here, 54 degrees. It's going to go up to 93, another really good day. You know, I was wearing long sleeve shirts for a couple of days. You know, I tried to call her bluff, and now he just throws another 93 at me, so it's short sleeve shirts again.
I just kind of layer, because when you get up at 5:30, it's cold out there.
Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. Let's go to the phones. Nick. Good.
Good morning. I've got a couple questions I wanted to ask Trish. One is about the programs for people that come to our area, and the other one's about the methadone hub that's proposed here. Trish, the chief of police, Paletti, he mentioned that there was 57 programs for people that come to the area, social-type programs. And, you know, I doubt if these were passed with the acceptance of the people. We didn't get to vote on them. And I'm wondering if there's a way we could trim those down to quit attracting people, undesirable people, to our area. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, the 57 programs, and I'm not sure exactly what he was referring to, because there's a whole lot of nonprofits out there that don't have anything to do with the Board of Supervisors. They get their funding through all kinds of grant programs and what have you. That's a bulk of what's offered out there. The programs that come through county government, those are all state programs. The money is handed down to the, I remember at one particular one, to give you an example, was that one time we had to supply machines for an answering system, so that people could go in and have a phone number and get messages if they were on general assistance. And so we had to set up that whole system so people could have the idea being, if they couldn't apply for a job, if they couldn't have a phone number that they could get an answer at. So we had to set up this whole program for all these people on general assistance to have an answering machine to come in and get their phone messages.
Now we just give them Obama phones.
Yeah, now we just give them Obama phones. But those are programs that are generally dictated by the state. Unfortunately, county government is an arm of state government. And we get reimbursed for the programs after the fact, after we do the things they tell us to do.
Well, the simple answer, then, is we need to change the state.
You got it.
Opinion. Now, my next question, I was reading yesterday about the methadone hub that's being proposed for the state, for the North State. And I haven't talked to anybody that is in favor of a methadone clinic, let alone a hub that's going to attract out-of-town addicts to our area.
With the hub of it being in the city of Reading.
Because we have the methadone clinic right here, right now.
You know, I was looking at the spokes on that hub, and they are going to have, we are going to be the hub for Crescent City.
I know.
Yeah.
And
Del Norte?
When you have a prison like that, the families of the prisoners, in a lot of instances, follow on up there so they can visit with their inmate relative.
You talk to the people that live, the Board of Supervisors up in Susanville, about the prisons and who follows the guards. And
well, here's the thing.
Well, the thing is, their families are as dysfunctional as the prisoners. And they're going to come down here to get cured for to get a different type of drug. And they're going to like how cheap the rent is here in Reading and everything. They're going to stay here. I think we're just attracting more and more trouble, and we need to figure out a way to quit doing that.
You know, we had the discussion about a methadone clinic 15 years ago when I was on the Board of Supervisors, and at that time we all agreed that that was not a good idea for all the reasons that you're saying, and we moved it along and didn't do it. I can't really speak to what the thinking is or why they come around to it.
I want to take another side of this then, because I look at it like this.
is a heroin addict steals thousands and thousands of dollars to be able to feed his or her habit. The methadone clinic that they opened here, under Chief Paletti, thought it was a good idea. Was at first they had 20 clients. They're up or 60 clients. Now they're up to like 160. So you're right, Nick. There's 160 people coming to our methadone clinic to be treated. Now, that means there's 167 people that aren't out there stealing, I would hope, to feed their habit. So, you know, is that helping? And the second part, though, is this is where my concerns are, and just along with yours. When we say we're the spokes, does that mean we send out the, you know, representatives of the clinic to those places? Or do those people have to come to us?
I assumed they were coming to us because they estimated that we would have 600 people being treated. And I wonder what the success rate of a methadone treatment is for a heroin addict getting off the junk for life.
Well, even if, you know what, I know of one person who did, you know, at least one person I know of that weaned themselves off by using methadone. But then again, if they're on methadone the rest of their lives, then they're not on heroin. And they can get...
Who's paying for the methadone?
Well, but you're paying a lot less for methadone than you are for, you know, for heroin. In the sense of the what you pay for in this, of them breaking into homes, crime, and all this. Can you... Because people on methadone can actually get jobs. You know, they're not always scurrying around.
Yeah.
And a lot of people here that are on methadone, from what I understand, have jobs. And this is why they were driving to Chico every day.
Well, I'm of the opposite opinion. I believe that we're making this an attractive area for addicts and that we should be making it a less attractive area for addicts. And one thing that would help with that would be a lockup facility that would keep them all day and book them at night.
Oh, that, we all agree on that one.
You know, I was investigating, and you start getting dope sick, withdrawals from heroin after about 6 hours. If you picked them up at 10 and held them till 6, they would be uncomfortable. And if you do that two or three times a week, you know, they're going to say, let's get the hell out of here. I don't like this area.
You know, Nick, I have to say that I have not kept up with the conversation because I, number one, been gone and just haven't got involved in it. But I think it's moved pretty far down the road here. We've got the methadone clinic going. I'd be interested to know if in fact, we're sending the help out to them in these places. I certainly don't think it's a good idea to bring them and all their baggage into our community.
Okay.
So let me ask you this, Trish. Does it do any good to call your supervisors and tell them how you feel about it, to remind them that they represent us and this is what your constituents want, not a hub because it's going to bring in more money and create some psychologist jobs and some counselors jobs, that that's not doing our community any good?
I absolutely believe that it does, and I think that if enough people call often enough that they absolutely they can't help but listen.
Well,
I'm
encouraging everybody to call our board of supervisors and email them and let them know your response to this hub that's
well,
I
can tell you, I emailed about the sanctuary state. They moved it into, you know, so I got a response from the council. Of course, when I sent it to everybody, the only one that responded again was Les Ball. It doesn't mean the rest of them, because I just infoed them on it because I was going to Reuben. But then I think my response was, when I went back to everybody again, was, how do you personally feel about this? So, well, at least we'll have that. But I think you're right, Nick. You encourage everybody, you know, to, if you disagree on this, is to write to the supervisor or call them. Yes.
And when it's on the agenda, show up at the meeting and voice your opinion in a polite, mannerly way.
Don't call them jerks.
Well, you know, I really want to say something, because I know that a lot of people are frustrated by appearing before the city council or the board of supervisors because they don't think they're treated nice. I want everybody to think about how you're speaking to those people. They're human beings just like you are, and you go in there and get in their face and threaten recall and start screaming at them about being jerks and what have you. Their natural human response is going to be to get you out of there.
Well, you know,
so you want to go in and speak nicely and politely and get your point across, but don't be rude.
Well, disappointingly, you've got a minority of people that go in there and call them jerks. I've even heard profanity at the supervisor's meeting. Well, the other 90% did treat them with respect. But, you know, it seems like the ones you remember are the bad apples.
Well, that's why the why Brent Weaver gave the town of Reading a timeout. Hey, we got to run, Nick. We got somebody else calling.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Good morning, Bob. Do you have a comment, question?
Yeah.
You're on.
Okay. Anyway, I'm calling on a thing about our city council and stuff, and Carl wants to give them a raise to $1,000. If they can't do the job at $500, how can they do the job at $1,000?
Well, there's a good point. That's a good point there, Bob.
You might attract different people, though.
I don't know. You know what? But see, here's the thing is, unless it's going to be a big jump, you're not going to attract different people. And maybe Bob's right here. So, if, you know, is $1,000 going to make a difference? You're still going to get people that are having to work this job, but also work their own job.
Well, you know what? I tried what you suggested a month or so ago when we got Tiffin on board. You know, I'm the guy that you were talking about, and I'm the guy that's still going to talk this way. And I don't like these people because they don't listen. They want to do things their way. Tiffin works for the union. Christian works for the union. Francine works for the union. And as long as them people keep them on board, we're not going to get rid of them. In this recall, now there's a law. Actually, I had looked up, and I forget the number right now, but we could get rid of all of them. Tiffin, the whole five people on board and all them and replace them. And I think that'd be better. It'd be cheaper in the long run.
Okay, Bob. Thanks for your input, buddy.
And you know, this is baloney. You don't give your kid the candy bar before he gets his schoolwork done.
Well, and you will note that I said if they're not doing the job and earning the money, then that's what you do is you do get rid of them.
Got to take a break. Thanks a lot, Bob. Okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by, you know what, we're talking about crime. Why don't we talk at the same time about how you can prevent things happening at your work, your business, or your home? How about North State Security? How about them being around since 1968? How about the fact that they guard the power centers? They're out there for the Colt 45 games. They're there for the Reading's airports, electric utility. All of these, and if you go around, you can see protected by North State Security. Over 200 officers out there looking out. They've got more people on the road than the police do. They've got more people in static positions. They're all out there reporting and taking care of business. Give them a call, 243-0295, North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back.
Make your purchase of a new luxurious energy-efficient home in the upscale master plan community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar-built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460. 55 degrees, going up to 93 today. It's going to be a beautiful weekend down in the 80s. Ooh.
Weather has always been brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. We can't blame them for the weather.
No.
But they do bring it to us on a regular basis.
That's right.
365-3793.
And Linda's going to be singing at View 202 on Sunday at 11:30.
Brunch time and the weather.
Brunch time there.
And
it's
going to
be beautiful out there.
Oh, speaking of Shasta Gas, my brother's very happy with the service. And as he moves to his new house, he's going to take them with him.
Well, as he should.
Yeah.
Hey, a lot of things happening coming up. Harvest Bazaar this Saturday, October the 28th. All Saints Episcopal Church starts at 9 a.m. If you get down there, like 8:30, you'll see Linda and Lori going, standing up against the door with their coffee. Last year, somebody tried to cut in line. Can you believe that?
Mm.
Bad. Tri-County's Bank is still collecting money for the California Fire Fund. And if you would like to help with that, just stop by any of the Tri-Counties Bank. Tell them you want to donate to the California Fire Fund 2017. And we're talking about the opiate epidemics. At the same time, we're looking at selling weed here in Redding.
Nice.
They're having Shasta County District Attorney and Shasta County Board of Supervisors are putting on an event. And the keynote speaker is Sam Quinones, American journalist and author. And they're going to talk about the opiate crisis and drug epidemic. They're going to have resource tables from local agencies and service providers, and it's free Thursday, November the 16th at Mercy Oaks. For more info, call 225-5220 on that. See what else we have. Stand Down, of course, starts today. They're starting to pick people up today for the North Valley Stand Down Association Stand Down 2017. They help hundreds of veterans. This is a veterans event. Homeless veterans, families, men, women. Bring your pets. They'll take care of everything.
Any veterans that are out there.
Any veterans that needs help.
That needs help.
And you could be help. You know, you could. It doesn't. You don't have to be homeless, but you know, you need some help finding a job or getting some things done. They're all going to be there. It's going to have the county veteran service officer, Social Security people there, VA, Veterans Administration benefit information, driver's licenses and ID information, all types of things there at the Stand Down. That's, of course, going to be at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. We're going to be on remote live tomorrow there from the facility there. And, of course, the 25th Annual Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade 25 years honoring our veterans. This is the largest parade north of like Stockton or Fullerton, someplace down there. You can have a pancake breakfast that starts at 6 a.m. and goes to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Firefighters Association. A luncheon at the American Legion Post, but it's got well over 100 entries in this thing.
Great parade.
It's going to be great. Oh, yeah.
It's a great,
we salute our veterans. Yeah, it is. It's presented by the Shasta Lake Lions Club. Good people out there. Okay.
Let's jump back just a minute to the marijuana issue and sales in the city of Reading. Yeah. Where does that stand?
Well, it looks like it's going to happen. They're putting up the laws and regulations and all this, and it's going to come back in front of the city council. They told them to move forward.
What has been the tone of conversation in the community about that? I mean, with all the drug issues that we've got going here, that just doesn't sound like a good idea to me.
It comes down to, I think, the sounds of coins clinking in a cash register. I think that they're going to say it's all – I think what they're looking at is this, is that – it's here. It's around us. They're selling in Shasta Lake, city of Shasta Lake. There's going to be selling in other places. If Reading doesn't get on to the bandwagon here and start selling and start regulating this, we're going to lose all the income. Now, that's from the financial side. Then you look at the opiate crisis we're going through, spending millions on that. This hub that Nick called about, that we were talking about, $2 million in the first 2 years to get that thing off the ground, and now we're going to turn around and be selling weed at the same time. You'll have some people say, and it has nothing to do with it. You know, it's not a gateway drug.
Well,
it's no more of a gateway drug than caffeine. You know, than caffeine is, or nicotine. That's what they're saying.
I know, but
I know, but I'm just going by that. So what they're looking at is that if we can get $1 million or $2 million, it could go in for treatment, and it could go into helping for the. You know, it goes into the general fund, of course.
Of course,
general fund. So
perhaps we'll have another walkway bikeway.
Well,
or park.
The question then is do we want to, you know, do you want to support this? And this is one of those things that I think if people really get involved with it, they can say it one way or the other. Right now, you got the pro pop people are really coming in there heavy, because most people think it's illegal. They're not going to vote for this. But you're going to have to get involved. We'll have a couple of city council people in here that are advocating for this. Or not against. Let me put it this way: they are not against it. So we'll have them come in and talk about it, and then and just say,
"Do we have city council people who are against it?"
I haven't heard yet. I would imagine we must have somebody that's against it.
But then again,
maybe we don't.
Well, it's interesting. I try to stay out of the politics of the city of Reading because I live in Anderson.
Yeah.
I would guarantee you
Anderson
that I would
says
be
they
right,
will not.
Yeah. I would be right in the middle of that if they were talking about setting up marijuana shops in Anderson.
Okay.
Wouldn't think that's a good idea at all.
Sobering Center. Remember the Sobering Center that we were looking to have somebody take over, and the sheriff said, hey, look, we can do it right down at the jail. And as soon as they sell the building here and they're going to put $350,000 into a Sobering Center, that was the plan when Missy was mayor. Well, they've sold the jail, the old jail here, and the city is now pulled out of the idea of the Sobering Center at the county jail. The reason that I gleaned from it was...
The old police department.
The old police department, not the old city jail. The old police department.
I was trying to think, what jail did we
just
sell?
One street over here from where we are.
The police department.
It's the police department. They sold it to, it looks like they sold it to McConnell and all that. Now, they are now pulling out of the Sobering Center at the county jail, saying that it's not going to save time for the officers. I don't know why they would say that, because the whole premise was that they just take them down, drop them off and leave. But they're saying, no, it's not going to save any time. Well, why did the Sobering Center move forward before, you know, if it was going to be in a different location? Because the officers could just come down, drop them off, and then leave. You know, instead of 2 hours, it would be 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know where the change is, what Barry Tippin has said. So when the city of Reading pulled out, the Sobering Center went away. So we're not going to have a Sobering Center down at the jail. And none of the ones like the Empire Recovery Center or anything else has stepped up because of the medical requirements that you have, like a doctor or somebody there that can look at it.
Which makes perfect sense to have it right at the jail.
They have medical people there.
Well, yeah, because they're required under the rules of the state and federal government that we've got to have mental health, doctors, nurses, all kinds of things on a 24-hour basis. So, well, that's too bad because I think, I don't know. I don't think adding more availability for drugs into the mix at this point is just a really good idea. It sounds weird. I just can't get my hands around why in the world you would make any kind of drugs more available to our population when we're trying.
And we're having problems already.
Yeah, when we've got 90% of what they keep telling us, 90% of the crimes that are committed are based on drug use.
Trish, the analogy I draw is we're going to put holes in the bottom of the boat to let the water out.
I think.
Okay, and some breaks on the Papini case. At least some more information on the Papini case. The lady that was taken, gone for 22 days. Nothing really big. No new results. But some other things we could talk about. But we are going to be talking recall right after the news. We'll be right back.
And Community Talk Radio from the North State is AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Redding, the news. Brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House is taking a vote on a tax reform bill already approved last week in the Senate. Argument from Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise in defense of tax reform.
This budget starts the process of actually going out and cutting taxes across the board so that middle-class families can have a better opportunity for the American dream.
Meanwhile, we're being told now that there is victory for that tax reform bill, House Republicans approving the budget resolution. That makes it easier for the Senate to act later this year.
Tennessee Republican Diane Black voting yes, despite some reservations.
I still feel strongly about addressing unsustainable mandatory spending, and that hasn't changed.
Black says that will be tackled in the future. Kentucky Democrat John Yarmuth says rushing tax reform is reckless.
And voting on a bill that rewrites our nation's tax code a week or two after it is introduced without any real input from the people who will be impacted is negligent.
The measure paves the way for possible tax reform by allowing the Senate to pass it with a simple majority vote.
As correspondent Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. President Trump is set to make a declaration about the country's deadly opioid crisis later today. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The White House says the president will direct his Department of Health and Human Services to declare the opioid crisis a nationwide public health emergency under the Public Health Service Act. The declaration does not come with specific funding, but officials say it will allow changes such as expanded access to medical services in rural areas. Mr. Trump will make the announcement during a White House East Room speech this afternoon.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugson reporting. President Trump being somewhat coy about what people will see from those long secret JFK assassination files. Today is officially the day that those documents, long held secret, must be released to the public. At Wall Street right now, it's a Dow up 121 points, NASDAQ up 17. More from townhall.com.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayer.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com. From Paramount Pictures and PureFlix comes Same Kind of Different as Me. Ron and Debbie Hall have everything they could ever want, except for a loving marriage. But when Debbie befriends a homeless man, their lives begin to intersect, and they are all changed forever.
Amazing how far a little 10 or 11 care can go.
Same Kind of Different as Me, based on the incredible true story and best-selling book, now playing. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com.
A federal panel recommends that older people be vaccinated for shingles with a new better shot that was approved just last week.
The advisory panel says the vaccine made by GlaxoSmithKline works better than the first one made by Merck, which has been sold in the U.S. since 2006. Shingles, a painful blistery condition, occurs when the chickenpox virus resurfaces later in life. Merck's vaccine is recommended for people 60 and older, but health officials say its effectiveness drops sharply after about 5 years.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting. Officials are trying to figure out the cause of some reported rumblings that shook areas of southern New Jersey. Residents in several counties reported hearing booms or feeling the ground shake early yesterday. The United States Geological Survey did not report any earthquake activity in the area, but officials say sonic booms have been caused in the past by military planes doing supersonic drills along the East Coast. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Premiums for the most popular Obamacare plans are going up an average of 34%, according to a new study.
Avalere Health analyzed all the data behind the premiums on healthcare.gov, and it found that the average premium for the most popular plan sold on the insurance exchanges is going to go up 34% next year, and in many states it's going to go up by more than that.
That's correspondent Ricardo Alonso Zaldivar. Uber already has a home on your phone. Now it wants a place in your purse or wallet as well. The ride-hailing giant yesterday unveiling a new no-fee, co-branded credit card, along with the British bank Barclays, that it hopes becomes a major part of the way consumers shop in America. The Uber card would also give a small $50 annual credit toward online subscriptions of things like Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, exact ground zero. We are where the takeover, take back begins, right here at 1326 Market Street. Carl Bott here with Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Good morning, everybody. October the 26th, 2017, 605-4567. Get your phones out because I know some people are going to be excited here and going to be calling in. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
56 degrees as we speak in downtown Reading. 93 degrees is going to be the high today, low of 56, a high of 91 on Friday, low of 57, and on Saturday, 89 and 57. Sunday, 87, 52. We're looking at 80 degrees temperatures all the way through the middle of next week when it's going to drop down to 77 on Wednesday. No rain in sight. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, and you know, before we get started with our guest, you know, the big thing with Hollywood, of course, has been the Weinstein.
Yeah.
And then now they've said things about Ben Affleck. Then they got this producer. And now all the women are standing up all of a sudden and saying, you know what, this never existed before a month ago. But no, it's been going on for years. It's been going on for decades. It's been going on practically probably since the very first motion picture started. You want to be in the motion picture and put out. Well, so now... Then it starts, you know, and then everybody was laughing at Fox because O'Reilly.
It's only Republicans that do that.
Well, not, yeah. Okay, so
not
now,
so much.
Here's the latest. Mark Halperin, who is this big guy, he was a big news guy, a powerful journalist at NBC and MSNBC. He's on the Morning Joe show and he's all these others, accused by five women of sexual assault. One said he grabbed her breast. Three others said he pushed a part of his body up against them and rubbed.
Oh, my.
And so, I mean, Halperin, gone. Gone. Before the words were out of their mouth, gone.
Did you see the letters, though, that O'Reilly came up with that from the two women that had accused him? I thought that was really good.
Well, I did not see those.
Well, he came, Megyn Kelly, and I've forgotten the other one that came at
him. The original.
The original one that said, no, he was doing this a lot. Well, he has these letters that he produced that they wrote to him. They were like best friends. They thought he walked on water. He was the reason they had their careers. Yeah. I mean, these words are flowery and lovely. And he's got these letters from these ladies who now are turning around and saying,
the
dirty
only reason we did that was because we were afraid he was going to ruin our career because he could do that.
Yeah, the notes were actually after the...
After the whole...
event.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, though. That's all the accusers have to say. Come
on. I wonder if... George Bush is going to have some notes that come out because, you know, he's being accused now, too.
Well, yeah, but...
While he was in his wheelchair...
Yeah.
he apparently grabbed the young lady.
I think about that, and then told a risque joke.
Yep.
And Barbara goes, "Oh, George, stop that." And anyway, but he's apologized. And you know what? Frankly, if he's what you can do, say on something like that is, the only thing he has to say is, "I don't remember that."
Yeah.
I don't know.
They should make him wear one of those pink hats for a while.
Oh, gosh.
Just for like
what about the one that
something.
Was with Taylor Swift? Remember Taylor
yeah.
Swift?
Yeah.
And she says, the guy reaches up underneath her dress and grabs her bare bottom. And I was kind of thinking, is that.
Let me work on that visual
for a minute. No. What I was thinking was is that they have a photo of it. They have a photo. And it, the guy is behind her and all this. And she said, that's unacceptable to her group, and this guy lost his job and all that. And then he sued her, and the judge just slammed him. And now he's got to pay everything. He's got to pay all of the costs for Taylor Swift, for everybody, because he was.
Based on that last remark, I think Bob needs to go to HR for a little while.
I think he does.
Yeah.
Too.
Okay. So, but
we have classes. We have classes on this, Bob, that you have to go to.
Sensitivity classes.
That's it. You're not.
You know, I want to say just something from the other side of that. If you go back 30 or 40 years, there's no question. As I was a young person when I was working in offices and stuff, there was a whole lot of that kind of stuff that went on.
Oh no! Mm-hmm.
I mean, but there's a way to handle that.
Yeah.
And I did. I mean, I can remember a couple of three attorneys that wanted to be a whole lot friendlier than I wanted to be. Well, and there's a way to stop that and stop it cold in its tracks, and just you don't put up with it. You stand your ground and you say, no, that's not happening. And it would always work for me because I'd just say, hey, and I'd say it in a loud enough voice while it was going on that I got attracted enough attention that it ceased.
Well, and it goes both ways.
That's exactly right.
I can say a lot of professions where I've seen it just going exactly the other
side.
Well,
Linda was talking about, and by the way, Vince Stevens has...
hi, guys.
Good morning.
He just jumped in here. Well, Linda was saying when she was taking some of her acting classes that a lot of the young men that were in those classes were... It was tough on them, too, because they were getting it from both sides. They were getting it not only from female executives or casting, ones that ran the casting shows or ran the casting companies, and mainly women. If you look at who does the casting in all these films, most of them were women-owned companies because that was the only thing that the motion picture industry would let them do. They wouldn't let them be producers or directors or anything back then. So they gravitated to the to the ancillary areas, but casting was a huge thing that they did. Well, the young men were talking about, what, I'm getting this too from the women. But also I'm getting hit on by the guys. So you're right. It's absolutely both ways on this.
But the reality of that is that there was a lot of them that went into that industry knowing full well that the way to get to the top was to sleep their way there. Yeah. And they did it willingly and knowingly and targeted the people that they needed to get next to get the highest paid job.
And that's why they didn't shut them down
and
like they needed to.
That's exactly
because they didn't
right.
want to shut down or close that door on
them. It's all about choices and positions we get in and living with the responsibility of the choices.
The one lady said, it's like this. She says, and this happened to her. And she goes, and she said, and it gets right down to it, who brings in the most money?
Right.
Who brings in the most money to the company? Do I, as a makeup artist, bring in more money than one of their stars? Absolutely not. So it comes down to a financial thing. So what they do is they fire her instead of him.
Look at the board of directors for Weinstein. They actually put a clause in the contract that said this was okay as long as he took care of it financially, that the company would not do it.
I didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely.
I did not know that.
So
they're even changing the name of the company.
You know, and here's, I don't condone any of the above. I think
it's terrible.
It's appalling. But again, the person that went through that and profited from it and moved forward has to have some responsibility in that whole thing and not walking away from it. Why did they tolerate it?
Yeah.
Why did they allow their body to be used in that manner? Got to be some self-responsibility.
Well, there is to a point, Trish. There is to a point. I believe that. But I also think that there's a climate of
an environment.
There that, if you're somebody that's starting off in your career, or you're somebody that's maybe established, and you've got somebody so very powerful that does this, that if you say anything, your career is over because now it's your word against his, because you feel like you're alone in this thing.
Yeah.
What if nobody else comes up and they just crush me over this? Because now it's my word. There's nobody else in there. And he can say, that didn't happen. That is not what happened. So I can understand that to a point. But you're right, too, is a woman will stand up. Linda's done that. She had some guy here in town come on to her before I was on the scene. Come on to her.
Was it Bob?
It wasn't Bob.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
It wasn't Bob. Bob's breathing.
I am still drawing breath. Thank you very much.
But somebody tried that here in town, and it was like, whoa, you know, hand on the chest. Whoa, back off, buddy.
Well, and I think that
back off, bucko. You
That's my point is because when at first the whole approach, you got to be in a position where you're not. For me personally, that just wasn't going to be acceptable ever.
Yeah. No question about it.
Wasn't happening. No. Yeah. And so it never went to that next stage where I put myself in those positions.
But as the young person coming into that industry, when you see the more experienced, the more professional, the more successful people like Jane Fonda and some of these other people who said
they
I knew it was going on.
Yeah.
And I said nothing.
That's the
standard
thing. Ben Affleck, who knew about it. Matt Damon, who knew about it. All these real successful people, nobody said anything. And it's one of those, go along, get along, hey, we're going to take care of you. That's the other thing. I saw that happen one time in the Marine Corps. One time that I knew of. That if you don't say anything, and this had nothing to do with sexual assault or sexual harassment. Nothing like it had something to do with something completely different. And they said, if you don't say anything about this, we'll take care of that, and we'll take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. They took care of the situation, and they took care of the officer that it happened to. And if you just went and cut down the other person and beat him to death because of something he had done.
Yeah.
And so it was like, okay, because, you know, Marine Corps would have suffered a black eye on this.
We had a young lieutenant that I won't say dated, but had a relationship with a Lance Corporal's significant other. And the warrant officer came to us and said, you boys need to handle this. And that was it. So, yeah, it has to be addressed.
Okay, got to take a break. And, of course, we won't – I think we're over this discussion. Otherwise, we'd have to discuss how Vint got to the pinnacle of his power by saying yes.
Bob.
Home helpers.
Somebody's going to be in those classes with you. So, yeah.
Hey, look, if you're looking for really good in-home health care, if it's looking for quality, compassionate home care that's for you specifically, for what you need specifically, it's Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. You're not going to find a better place than Home Helpers and Sharon Clark and her people to take care of your loved ones in situations where they need in-home health care. Compassionate, quality health care. Give her a call, 226-8350, or just look it up on the web, homehelpersreading.com.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
North Valley Stand Down is an effort to reach out to veterans who are suffering from the effects of poverty and who need help. A wide variety of free services and necessities will be offered to veterans in need. Transportation is available. Stand Down 2017 is at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday, October the 26th through Saturday the 28th. It's all free with no strings attached and nothing to fear. For information on how to get help, call 605-8114.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 26th of October. It's 56 degrees out there, going up to 93 today. Good morning, everybody. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Vince Stevenson here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, one of the few privately owned, privately run firearms dealers in the city of Reading. Give them a chance to beat the big box stores. They can do it. Just give them a chance there, because I tell you what, they have great customer service. They believe in what they're doing. You're not going to find a friendlier group of people when you walk in to Bastiani Arms, or more knowledgeable. They've got all the firearms, ammo, all the accessories you could want, plus classes in CCW and hunter safety, all in one spot. Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Okay, we're here with Ben Stevenson and, of course, Trish Clark. We were talking about the sexual harassment stuff at the beginning. Somehow we got onto that because one of the big journalists for NBC and MSNBC just got hammered and quit before the words got out of their mouths.
Yeah.
And he's already apologized. First of all, he said, no, that couldn't have been. I am sorry that happened. You know, he went, no, it couldn't be. Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember. Oh, those five. Yeah. Anyway, we're here with Bent Stevenson, who is one of the leaders, I guess you could say, of the recall effort.
Part of the group.
Part of the group, but you know, you've been spokesman on you and several others, but mm-hmm. You're one of those spokesmen.
Clarification: the group? How big is that?
8,000 and growing.
Yeah.
I mean, active members. I know that there are a lot of people supporting it, but of the group that started it.
The group that actually started it and did the committee meetings and so on, I'd say maybe 15.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then
from all across, and I know some of the people that are involved, mm-hmm. So you're across the spectrum from all kinds of, of areas of the county.
If you broke those people into groups themselves that they already participated in, you'd have quite a few groups represented. So.
Yeah.
Okay, Vint, why? Why a recall when the election's going to be in less than less a year or just a bit over a year?
A little over a year.
Right.
The simple fact was that there are certain things that are going to transpire and be finalized, or in this case, obligate the citizens and taxpayers prior to that election. And so that was a big concern for us. One, you had two different events that were driving things. One, the crime that our citizens were being asked to endure, which was obviously spiking and just absolutely going crazy. And there was very little not only focus, but just, you know, action taking place to make things, you know, address those issues. The second was the budget issues and the unfunded pensions and the things that are actually going on. So we basically broke those down into two different areas and focused on trying to get more attention on those areas and, you know, pushing forward to the idea that something was going to happen. The contracts for the city employees, that's probably one of the most significant parts of this whole thing. If you looked at Francie Sullivan when she won her last election, which is, I think it was in 14, somewhere in there, it was a celebration that took place at a union headquarters. Not that that implies anything absolutely terrible, but it does actually follow very closely to the actions that she's taken while she's been in. And so that was a concern for us. The concern is that we're going to have a significant budget issue. He's already made it very clear, so that I'm not telling most of you anything that you haven't already heard. Barry Tippin has made it very clear that we're going to have deficit spending within 16 months. That was 2 months ago, so you can figure it out. The simple fact is, if we don't do anything right now, it would truly be a scenario where we would be saying we're unsustainable, because that's exactly where we are at this moment. So the bottom line is, as we develop this and as we kind of figure it out, we realize that those contracts are going to be renegotiated prior to the election. So that's an issue that a lot of us are going to have to embrace and realize. So
if this election happens, if you get the signatures required, get them turned in, when will the election for the new council take place?
Well, it's basically an easy breakdown. Once we actually put the signatures in and they get kind of a rough count by Pam Mize and the city clerk staff, which we called them yesterday to begin organizing our time that we're going to turn them in, because we want to be there when they count and do all that thing. And she's got people that are off on vacation and so on. So we're getting close to the point where we're going to be turning them all in and getting the count done. Once they get their first count done, then they turn them over to the county. The county has 30 days at that point to certify them. Once they're certified, then that goes back to the city clerk. She puts it on the agenda. That could take 2 weeks. And then from that stage, then the city council has, I believe it's 14 days to actually declare an election. That election has to be within 88 to 125 days, I believe. And so that pushes us out probably in that April to May range in there. There is some concern, because I have had conversation with people that say that they believe that the renegotiation of some of these contracts that's going on right now, that has to go on right now. I will say that I'm happy that the city is taking this proactive step and doing this. A lot of these contracts will be done before the end of the year.
Yeah.
So that's a huge positive. But it also kind of takes away some of what we, from the very beginning, wanted to make happen, which was to get the special election done prior to these contracts being in place.
Well, if the
because those are negotiated with the present board or council, the terms of the contracts could be decidedly different than if you had some fiscal conservatives in there.
I could imagine 180% different. So, yeah.
Okay, so that right there lies a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Okay. One of the other things that comes up is, you know, now we're talking about an election, because you know they're not going to do anything as soon as they can. I mean, I just don't. They've got, 120 days. I think on the 120th day they'll do it. I think they have 2 weeks to say this. It's going to be on the 14th day they'll do it. So you're talking about an election in April or May.
And June is the primary.
Yeah. Here's the thing that I really want to start, and as I talk to groups now, I start kind of feeding this back into it. Our environment, you can say it since we announced, or you could just say it coincidentally kind of fell in that same range. Our environment's changing. The responsiveness of elected officials, the responsiveness of those who were appointed under them, everything seems to be altering, and It's a good sign. I've had some meetings recently with, you know, different people within the city, different people within the county, and for whatever reason, again, you can blame it or give credit to where you think it should be, but it is changing. And so the idea that it could be on that last day or something, yeah, that could be. Or it could be something that they move very quickly to try to resolve. I'm seeing groups slowly come together, groups that typically have been very much entrenched and against one another are beginning to actually have conversation.
Mark Beecham said probably 6 weeks ago, if not longer ago, he says, as far as he's concerned, the recall effort won, that the recall effort was a success because it's changed the atmosphere at City Hall.
You know, I appreciate the fact, and I'm sure the group that's out there listening, they appreciate that idea. I think there's still some things that we need to have locked down. I will tell you that when it came to our initial push to actually get this thing going, and the infamous orange folders came out and were introduced at the city council meeting and so on, the idea was more about gaining a majority and a strong majority. And the idea was to win over hearts and minds and draw people towards a rallying point that was what we thought was transparency and accountability, to find ways to bring back the trust. And so we did our best to try to reach out to certain types of people, groups of people, trying to, you know, help them understand that the only way we're going to have true long-term changes within our community is if we all came together on this and we brought back something that all the groups required and needed in order to make decisions. At this point, I'm still not feeling that. And
okay.
So that would be
a good
win
point, because I want to talk about that when we get back. We got to take a break here. It's 8:30 on the 26th. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Don't let anybody else touch your HVAC systems unless their name is Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his group of happy professionals are out there. They're the only ones we let touch ours, and they're the only ones that have kept it going for so long and with such great, great service. Give them a call at 221-2642, a veteran-owned business. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. My office, along with the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, would like to invite you to a free event, Opioid Crisis and Addiction, Stopping the Cycle in Shasta County. Our keynote speaker is Sam Quinones, author of the book Dreamland. This free event will explore the opioid crisis and drug epidemic affecting our very own community. Join us for this free event on Thursday, November 16th, at 6:30 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. If you are a parent, educator, teen, community member, law enforcement, or health care professional, I urge you to attend. That's Thursday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. Please call 225-5220 for more information.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready mix product.
Make your purchase of a new luxurious energy-efficient home in the upscale master plan community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar-built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
We will rock you. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Thursday, October the 26th. It's a beautiful day. It's going up to 93 today, 56 right now in the neighborhood. They're going to rock you. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold, no better place to get a haircut, and they give discounts to seniors and veterans. That's where we all go,
yeah.
Including Trish. No, okay, no. Maybe not Trish. All right. The rest of us go.
And yeah. DC, thanks for that sandwich yesterday, brother.
Ooh. And we're here with Trish Clark, who's my Thursday girl.
Love Thursday morning.
Yeah, and then Vince Stevenson, who is, among other things, is one of the organizers of the recall effort. Of course, Bad Bob's always here with us. but Vince, three people have said that you are really, the reason that you're really upset is because Christian Schrader took out the Downtown Reading Business Association that you headed up.
Yeah.
And they said that was, you know, and that this is personal.
The gauntlet was thrown.
The gauntlet was thrown.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Well, you know, I'd like to think that I could keep. How long ago was that?
It was at least a year ago.
Because you were on that board a year ago.
I think it was like four or five years ago.
No, it wasn't that long. It was like two years ago.
It was like 3 years.
Was it 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years.
That was
a long time ago.
Time
tells you one of the problems Linda has when she's talking to me, and I say, it was just a couple of days ago, and it turns out it was a decade. You know, so, okay, so it was 3 years ago.
Well, I'm sure that for some people, they hold on to it as a significant emotional experience in their life. But unfortunately, for some of you that know me, you know I'm involved in three or four businesses, either partners or owners or work for somebody or whatever. And then on top of that, I have families. And bottom line is,
you're
that
not
was,
holding a drink.
Yeah, that happened. It was the wrong decision at the time. I think we all know that. Even some of the people who voted for it have told us over the years that was the wrong decision. But people, if you're still holding on to that, you need to let it go.
Well, it comes up.
Because we got big problems.
I need to ask you about it because it comes up on a regular basis.
This is not personal. This is, we have two people who have always have a track record of doing certain things in certain ways with certain skills. And quite frankly, they just don't have the skill set. We need business people in there. We need people with creative minds, people that actually have an idea on how to get us out of this hole that we're in. That's what we need. And we looked at that board and said, these are not them. So that's why they got chosen. I heard the misogyny argument for a while up until a great candidate came out in Aaron Reznor, who I'm sure will be on the council pretty soon. I mean, they've thrown up everything they possibly can. It's just their modus operandi, so we're good.
Do you, if you actually qualify for the ballot and have the election coming, someone, there'd be two seats available. We discussed this a little earlier. Is there someone else out there that you think, without naming names, do we have candidates out there lurking?
Yes.
Waiting?
We actually have two other candidates, and we're trying to narrow it down because obviously our group will back one of those two. I think it's very clear that we've got Aaron Reznor. Aaron is a wonderful candidate, and couldn't be more proud of the fact that she was willing to step forward and do this. And so we will definitely be backing Aaron Reznor. But who else at this point? That'll be decided here very soon.
Okay.
There's more than one, though, right?
Yes, there's two.
Okay. So,
and they could independently choose to come forward.
Absolutely. But we'll only be backing one of them.
The other issue is that one would assume, if they care about their positions, that both Francie and Kristen will be out there campaigning.
Oh, absolutely.
Keep their jobs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And making the case
we're counting
why they need to stay in office.
And by the way, it was May 2015, 2 years ago, not 3 or 4 or 5. So there.
That was when it was all finalized and decided. It was probably decided a year before then. No. Before the, what was it, a hostile takeover that happened 2 years before that. And, I mean, it was.
Anyway. Okay. So the fact is that this is how much. Okay, the other big thing they're saying is going to cost the city
$250,000. $250,000 is a number that's thrown out based on what happened on a county level and so on. The bottom line is that people look into these numbers. When things are thrown out like that, what about the people who are already full-time with the county that are now going to be required to work on this? They're going to get paid regardless of whether they're working on this or something else.
Exactly.
So that number has to be completely filtered on this. What about if we had a mail-in ballot? We've had one of those, remember? Remember the great one the city pulled where they said, if you don't send it back, we'll take that as a yes vote? Yeah, why don't we do that? You know, Kristen and Francie, are you guys in favor of saving the city some money? Why don't you vote for that?
Just a protest vote. Only those that take the time to fill it out and send it back get counted.
So if you decide that you don't want Kristen and Francie to do it, just don't send your ballot back. And so we'll be good. And we'll count the ones that do come back, and we'll count the ones that don't, and we'll get this thing decided. We could do that tomorrow.
I remember that one. That was so specious.
Oh my God.
So if you're against this, you have to send it back in. Well, why don't you just reverse it and see who wins? Why don't you reverse that then?
It's
called stacking the deck.
Statute at the state level for certain things on taxes.
Yeah.
It just hurts.
Why don't you do it the opposite way and then average them?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
And then average them.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. And, Vint, thanks for all you do, buddy. Your program on Sunday where you took over for We the People was absolutely fantastic.
Thanks, brother.
And I want to thank you so much for the way you explained the unfunded liabilities, and the explanation you gave was excellent. Very easy to understand. This city council, all of them, we've been kind of going around in the same circle. We sort of do the same thing all the time. We keep electing the same people. Part of this is, and I'll use Les Baugh as an example. You know, Les is, we knew he was going to come out against the sanctuary state, okay? There had been conversation, literal conversation, even with my wife and him. And there was conversation about this. And, when we look back at the last election, Les Baugh said that he was going to back Jefferson. He was going to put it on the ballot. He sat down for 3 hours at Denny's with Mark Baird. He told us he'd hear a presentation. And when we walked in that morning to be heard at the Board of Supervisors, he told me straight up with a smirk on his face, I never asked for a presentation. This is the first time I've ever heard of it. We had emails to him and everything else. The thing is that we can give credit where credit's due to some of these folks and say, okay, Les, you brought this up. But if you were there or saw the film on it, it was very unpassionate. It's an election season. How many times do we keep electing people like, well, Brent Weaver was a good example. How many times do we keep electing people who are not going to do what they say, and then give them kudos because, well, they did the right thing. Well, Obama did some right things, too, and now he's in the middle of an investigation which could be based on treason. So, I mean, really and truly, we need some new blood in there. And, Vint, again, thanks for what you're doing. My question for you is, as we go forward with the recall position, when we get this thing out there, the time frame that we have is of the essence, and really, if you would just kind of explore that a little bit more, and the fact that these negotiations with the union could be devastating for the unfunded liabilities, can you weigh in on that a little bit?
Yeah. Thanks, Terry.
Yeah, I think what it really comes down to, guys, is like we talked about a few minutes ago. A lot of this stuff is going to be settled, at least the initial issue with the new contracts and the obligation that's going to be stacked on the shoulders of the taxpayers locally in the community. For those of you who are not really digging into this or haven't really taken the time, you know what? You don't even have to dig into your own community. Look outside. Look to Riverside County. I was just discussing with Carl a day or two ago. The fact that, I mean, some of these counties are and municipalities are and actually bad shape. I mean, they're extremely worried about the level of their debt and the fact that, you know, it's a such a significant percentage compared to their general budgets and so on. And they, obviously, they're not in a sustainable, you know, path or not on a sustainable path. And when you compare that to where we are as a community, they're in a lot better shape than we are. And they're already making very proactive steps to, or taking very proactive steps to address these issues. And so Redding, California and surrounding communities, guys, we gotta get on this. And the way that we get on it is with things just like this recall. It's you becoming aware. You digging into certain things, give yourself 5-10 minutes. I mean, do something to make yourself understand what it is that's actually going on. There's a lot of great information out there, and you can definitely see how things are going and what path we're on.
And I can just throw in here that you talk about Les Baugh and you talk about some of the people who keep getting reelected even though their record doesn't speak well for them. The people out there that are listening, every one of you that are out in that audience that is not registered to vote and that didn't vote in the last few elections, you can make a difference if you actually register to vote and show up at the polls. The last supervisory election, 15% of the voters in the District 5 voted in that supervisory election. You cannot get rid of an incumbent with 15% of the vote, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Carl?
Oh, yes.
Just one quick thing on the genuineness of what people say when they get elected. You know, you've been talking to the Board of Supervisors and writing them back and forth about the sanctuary state position. Lincoln, California, and Placer County has just signed a resolution saying they will not comply with the sanctuary state. Kearns County in May signed a resolution saying they would not comply with the sanctuary state. You know about Tama, you know about the city of Anderson, and you know about Siskiyou County. Here's the deal. If Cruz is out there looking for information, couldn't he just look at their resolutions and put something together? This is a stall tactic. You know, it's very disingenuous. And, you know, folks, we've got to wake up here. That's all there is to it.
Okay, Terry. Thank you. All right. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages with Vince Stevenson talking recall. Let's talk a little bit about the unfunded liabilities. This is, you know, some people say it's too late. There's nothing that we're going to be able to do.
Oh, you have to start at some place.
Well, they say it's too late because of the fact is that look at what's happened just down in Sacramento. They just got a 17% raise a 17% more they have to pay into the CalPERS.
But helps on its way.
And helps on its way, according to Vint. But we'll find out where that help is. If that light is at the end, is the end of the tunnel or a train coming on the tracks. We'll be right back. What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Redding. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
At
Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions is in everything we do, including our new personal checking accounts with added features designed to give you a little extra security and peace of mind. Cell phone insurance gives you up to $300 to repair or replace your phone if it's damaged or stolen. And ID protection provides ongoing identity monitoring, 3-in-1 credit reports, and identity theft resolution services. Plus, each personal checking account comes with access to branches throughout Northern and Central California, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, and live banker support by phone 7 days a week. With our unique brand of service with solutions, we strive to improve your financial success and well-being. To learn more about our new personal checking accounts, stop by your local branch or visit tricountiesbank.com. Insurance products are not insured by FDIC or a federal government agency. Not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's Word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Our last segment here on Thursday the 26th. Tomorrow, I'll be down at with retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, and I will be down in the Shasta Fairgrounds, Shasta District Fairgrounds, down there from 7 to 9 in the morning. We'll still have our man on the street. We'll have our high school football report and our pet of the week. All that, but we're going to be down there at the there and interviewing people that are going through the stand down. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Bank. They've got new services. They have a new branch down on California Street, right south of Jack's, like a block south of Jack's at 1845 California Street. Go into Cornerstone. Local people there wanting to help out their neighbors and give them a chance to show you how they are moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Okay, we're here with Vince Stevenson and, of course, Trish Clark. Now let's talk about this unfunded liabilities. I mean, I've brought this up a couple times because somebody has sent me other stuff and I've read about it, is the city of Sacramento is going to be in deep trouble because they're starting with the bigger cities first and they're raising the amount they're having to pay in the CalPERS. It's going to work its way down here. 17% raise in what they were having to pay.
Huge.
Think about that. 17% more. Okay, so it comes to Reading. And as you said, Barry Tiffin says we'll be in deficit spending. I don't remember him saying in deficit spending in 16 months.
Absolute
I thought
words.
It was like 2 years.
Absolute quote.
Okay. So we're going to be in deficit spending. So CalPERS changes it one more time and says, you know what, we're only making 3% instead of the 8. So they've already dropped it once, and if they drop it again, another million.
What are they invested
million,
in? This stock market, well, why are they losing so
divested,
much money?
They divested themselves of
fossil fuels
and anything that had to do with firearms manufacturing.
Because these same wonderful people who are making the decisions in Sacramento decided that they were better suited to actually make investment choices as well. So they told the investment people at CalPERS, here's your limitations. You've got to be green. You've got to be. And quite frankly, if you were one of my clients and you came in and you said, I want my portfolio to be green, I'd say, okay, well, then you need to limit your expectation to a very, very low number and even possibly negative because most of those companies don't make money. Mm-hmm. But that's the way it goes.
And that's how we're invested. Now, I knew that, and I wanted to point that out because I think a lot of people don't. Don't realize what the decisions we make at the state level are doing to all this stuff.
Oh, and again, it goes back into those feel-good type of decisions. Now, but let's just get back to hard facts here. We're $300 million in arrears. But they, you know, under this, they say it's like a mortgage, so we pay it off each year. But no, it's not. It's like an adjustable mortgage.
Yeah. Where and it's going up each year.
It keeps going up.
Well, because let's keep in mind a couple things. One, if the discount rate, which is the rate that they project the investments will actually return, that's actually coming down over the next couple of years, and that'll go down to 7% from 7.5. That 7.5% was actually, you know, committed to back in the days when you could get a 30-year treasury that was earning 6.5% all by itself. So that's obviously a time that's gone. So now it's a situation where how quickly can they bring it down? But keep in mind, if you read a headline that says they're dropping the discount rate, be worried. Because every time they drop that discount rate, it changes our projections as what we have to pay. Right now, if they don't drop hardly, if they don't move anything right at the moment, we're going to increase $2.4 million each year for the next 4 years. $2.4 million that we have to come up with in our budget. Now, how many of you are following exactly how our retail sales and taxes are doing as far as how the city's collecting?
We're in a stagnant area here. I mean, we're not
property,
going, we're not
property
going
taxes
up.
Taxes are going up just a bit.
Just a bit.
But so our
sales taxes are not.
And are we going to make up that $2.4 million? Oh, and by the way, we got cost of living adjustments, and we got all the other things that are going to hit us as well. So, I mean, when you look at this, if we do nothing, that's why it's truly unsustainable. If we do nothing, it's going to continue to eat away until all of our reserves are gone, and now we're deficit spending. Keep in mind,
unless,
if you do that...
Unless
if you,
what?
If you do that, you're also going to have an issue around credit, because now I sell bonds. And you know what? I go out there and I look and I study these municipalities and so on and trying to figure out, all right, who are good risks and who are poor risks. We could potentially lose our credit rating for that reason, and now we're in trouble on a number of different.
But there is a way to handle this, and the way to handle this is, and this came up because they're talking about these payments, and so as the unions pointed out to everybody, well, raise taxes.
Yeah.
There's the answer to it. You raise taxes. Because if you raise taxes, more income comes in. You raise the sales tax. You raise the you raise other property taxes. I don't know if you can raise property taxes or not. I'm not sure if you can do that. But you can raise taxes. And you can, you know, cost people more in sales tax, both at the city and the county. And you can do all types of little fees out there to raise the money.
We have Supreme Court rulings.
Isn't that correct?
Oh, yeah. We have Supreme Court rulings that are coming down, though, that are potentially going to help. For most of the people who pay attention to these things, they believe that the Supreme Court rulings will be favorable to change. And what that means is simply the California rule that basically is dictated when a person is hired, that they are entitled to that program that they were actually hired under, and that program can then not be changed, and they are entitled to it all the way as long as they continue to work for that municipality. That could potentially change, which we think it will. The other part will be the fact that you could actually change the entire program that the person came under from, let's say, a defined contribution plan or defined benefit plan to a defined contribution plan. San Diego attempted to do this with a vote about 4 years ago. It actually went through, but then obviously immediately it was challenged, and they're going through the appeals court right now, and we'll find out very soon on that. If that's the case, like we talked about, the projections for 5 and 10 years down the road are obviously going to be completely different, because we'll have to change absolutely everything. The new people coming in, they're going to have to embrace the fact that they're coming under a different deal.
They're going to have to anyway. It's the only way we can sustain this is for people to come in with a different outlook on things.
You know, and the federal government did this, 30 years ago, 25 years ago. They went from one retirement system for the old people in the midst of the stream. All of a sudden, you were either in this group or this group.
Same thing in the Marine Corps.
The
military did that.
Yeah, private sector did it. Yeah. Private sector. I mean, there's very few companies out there that now actually
pay retirement. They don't. Yeah. You know, like my father, when he retired from Swift & Company, he had a nice retirement. Aerojet from Linda's father had a nice retirement, even though that they went through some sustainable losses and they got cut. You know, his retirement got cut. I don't know if it ever came back. But now that doesn't happen anymore. They do not provide that. But in the military, they had people been in there, and I think the cut was like 10 years.
Hey,
at 10 years, they were going to make a change.
Let's make this very clear to everyone out there listening. The actual insurance that covers you, the PBGC, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, they actually cover a percentage of your
retirement.
Trust, your retirement. And this pension is basically, their calculation comes out to about 56%, somewhere in there. So if you're going to get $24,000, you're basically going to get around $18,000, somewhere in that range. They say that they only have about 6 to 8 years. Because so many pensions are going out right now that they basically don't have as much premium coming in to carry these over. So this is a state issue. This is a national issue.
It is.
This just is unsustainable, guys. So, I mean, right now it's all about how can we, for the current retirees and the current employees, how can we save as much as we possibly can? And quite frankly, if we have to throw the people overboard who, you know, are the new people coming in and they have to go in a different boat and a different program, then that's what we got to do. If you want to save your own retirement and your own expectations in retirement, then now's the time to actually react. Now's the time to have a voice and get up and do something about it.
Yep, and you got to stop the bleeding at some point and move forward. You're exactly right, Vince. This is a do or die situation.
Yep.
Those people that don't step in and make a change to what they're doing are not going to make it through this whole process.
Year
okay.
and a half.
Those
year
jurisdictions and need to speak
well,
up.
Well, you know what? Barry Tipping comes on anytime I ask. So probably need to have Barry come on and say, hey, Barry, these are things that are happening with our, you know, with the unfunded liabilities. Vince Stevenson said 18 months we're going to be in a deficit spending. 16 months we're going to be in deficit spending.
Be clear.
You know, what is the plan? What's the plan to try and save this?
And Barry's been doing a really good job of opening up closets and letting stuff out that obviously have been sheltered for a while.
Vince Stevenson, thank you very much for being here with us today. And, of course, Trish Clark, always.
Always.
Again,
like Thursday.
Again, we'll be down at the stand down tomorrow on location with the North State stand down tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. It's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The House advances President Trump's tax reform agenda.
House Republicans approving a budget resolution that makes it easier for the Senate to pass tax reform with a simple majority vote. Tennessee's Diane Black says that's long been a goal of Republicans.
And today we have the opportunity to take that next big step to unlock tax reform for the American people, fulfilling the promise that we made long ago to our constituents.
Kentucky Democrat John Yarmuth accusing Republicans of trying to rush through tax reform.
They don't want you to find out that it overwhelmingly benefits the wealthy while increasing taxes on millions.